Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Danziger back on the show. I know. I'm excited, too. Pam's back. She's our one of our top experts on Main Street business, especially retail, especially doing business with affluent customers. She's written all the important books on the topic, why people buy things they don't need, putting the luxe back in luxury, shops that pop, and that's just a couple of the, 30 or 40 books that she's written on the topic. And she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Just eight, but I do have a ninth one coming out this fall.
You see what I'm talking about, folks? I can't keep up. President of Unity Marketing. But when we want to know how things are really going, what's really going on out on Main Street, especially in the upscale market, there's nobody else to turn to. Pam, thanks again for being here. You brought us some research. You want to give us a little bit of, because I really want to spend some time in this because it's fascinating. I have been fascinated for a long, long time now with demographic waves, generational shifts. It's just one of the most fascinating aspects of the marketplace, partially because of how they work and how they happen, but also because they're so darn predictable. All these people are alive. We know what they do and what they want. This is predictable. You don't have to be surprised by all this stuff. So you brought us some really interesting information about some shifts and some waves that are going to go on. Tell us where this information came from.
Right. Well, the demographic trends, I mean, it's all in the Census Department and the census reporting, but the problem is it's very hard to figure out how to use these government databases and draw conclusions from it. But I was able to pull together some data and relied on a resource. Her name is Roxana Sway. She's a demographer, and so she helped me put together some key trends about demographics that every business needs to be aware of. I mean, the fact is demographics, you know, is often poo-pooed by people in business. Like, now that we have so much big data and we know about how people are purchasing and so on, we don't really need to know about this demographics because it's old-fashioned. But, you know, to your point, everybody is getting older. The demographics is highly predictable. The trends are there. And it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. It's not that it's the be-all and end-all, but in so many ways, demographics is destiny because the fact is the consumer market isn't growing. You know, it's only growing by a decimal percentage point overall.
Even
and that
with,
means the number of customers is not growing that fast. So you need
even
to know
with the influx
how
of immigrants, even with the influx of immigrants, and even with the fact that the immigrant community is the fastest growing community. I mean, they're making up. If it weren't for them, we'd be negative growth.
But that's really true. I mean, they're having more children. They're growing faster. But, you know, the recent moves to sort of stop immigration, at least the illegal immigration, which I certainly do applaud, has impacted this minority-majority trend because there was a lot of talk a few years ago that the minorities groups would become the majority in the population by, I think, about 2040 or something. And it has moved back now to about 2045 because immigration has slowed a little bit.
But
so that's putting a crimp on us.
Fewer people not only mean fewer buyers, but also where those people who are left, where they fit in the in the buying strata, right? Whether they're lower socioeconomic, middle, or upper, right? And
that's right.
And you've
that's
got
right.
some news on you've got some news on that too, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I mean, and we see it everywhere that the middle class is shrinking. I mean, the numbers are astounding. That in 1971, the middle class accounted for about 60 odd percent of U.S. households, and it's down to about 50% today.
Wow.
So what we're seeing is, you know, the middle class is losing, and the customers, particularly for small businesses that are most important, are the higher income customers.
Right.
And the affluent are growing. The number of people that are, we would consider
if
affluent,
small,
which I define as
small
people with 100,000 and above
on,
income.
If you're a small business focusing on the lower socioeconomic sector, you're probably not going to make it. Walmart's probably going to take those folks over. Hold on to that thought. We've got more to come. We're going to talk about households and young people and all kinds of other new stuff after the break, 20 till, right back with Pam Danziger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.